Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Living the Truth, 1888. Formerly undated manuscript 71. Portions of this manuscript are published in 7 MR 331. First 9 pages missing. Some in discussion think if they create a laugh against their opponent and place his views in a comical light, they have done a nice thing. They divert the minds in a wrong channel. They befog the truth of God. They do not show reverence for the Word of God. They do not evidence that their own human spirit is under the controlling influence of the Spirit of God. They place the truth on a level with common things. A sharp, cutting application is frequently made by the men who claim to be teaching the truth. It is not the truth that does the cutting, but it is the words of the speaker. All this is unsanctified and unholy. If every speaker of the truth would bring his soul under the discipline of the Spirit of God in living connection with the Author of truth, then he will not only teach the truth acceptably, but living the truth, he will become a channel of light. Heaven's mysteries will be revealed to him that he can reveal them to others. There are those who treat the truth in a humorous style, but do not seek to give those things that are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished to all good works. God expects his delegated representatives to preach the word, to cultivate tact in rightly dividing the word of God, in giving every man on every occasion his portion of meat in due season. He is not to shun to declare the whole truth of God because it will not be pleasing to his hearers. Oh, that every minister who is claiming to believe advanced truth would give the right kind of preaching to his hearers. They may all possess a vital power if they love God supremely and obey his commandments. Then they can preach with sincerity, for the truth to them is a solemn reality. Why there is so much uncertainty, so little earnestness and zeal with those who preach the last message of mercy to the world, is because the truth is kept in the outer court. It is not brought into the sanctuary of the soul. The power of the truth is not revealed in their character. They talk about the law of God, but practice neither doctrines nor the truth in their life. Sin is bound up with their heart and interwoven into their character, and they have no courage or confidence to put forth earnest labor. For they know that Christ is not brought into living connection with their life practices. They have separated their souls from God by their own wicked works. They do not love God supremely, neither do they love their neighbor as themselves, and their labor is void of real results. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Ambassadors of Jesus Christ must be in living, constant communion with God. Then God will work through human agents. All who have Christ abiding in their hearts by faith will come close to their fellow men and will work to the same end that Christ worked, the saving of the soul. There is great need that there should be a personal loyalty to Jesus Christ. When workers together with God enter into and do their work with soul, body, and spirit enlisted fully in the service of Christ, their interest is identified with the Spirit and the works of Jesus, and success will attend all such ministry. Why the Bible is not having more power on the lives of professed Christians is because they do not practice its teachings.